Fishing and Faith, Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. In my late teens, I remember fishing with my grandpa Searle. The subject of faith came up. We were in a small rowboat on the pond my grandfather owned. I was always nervous around Grandpa Searle. He had a very definite and sometimes harsh personality. He was a successful dentist and stock and real estate investor. He came from a line of successful physicians. Sometimes I wonder if family expectations contributed to his determined definiteness. I admired yet feared that quality. I admired it because I didn't possess it. I feared it because of the harsh and often judgmental way it could be unleashed in conversation. Discussing faith with my grandpa was the last topic I wanted to discuss on a peaceful morning while we were trying our hand at catching dinner. From this uncomfortable conversation, I learned that my grandpa Searle had a born-again experience at age 29. This surprised me, because I assumed he had always considered himself a Christian. The born-again experience was a severe car accident that he and my grandma had when my grandpa was 29. Grandpa came out of it with not much more than scratches, but grandma was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. My grandpa told me that at the hospital he prayed to God that grandma would survive her injuries. She eventually pulled through, and my grandpa committed his life to Christ. And now it was my turn to share. Grandpa Searle asked me when I had made a commitment to Christ. What was that moment? What was the life-changing event? Nervously, I had to admit, I did not recall having any experience like the one he described. I explained that I felt like I was raised as a Christian and just believed. This was not the only time in my life that I've felt uneasy when I've had a faith conversation and the person I was talking with could pinpoint their exact moment that they believed. For a while, I thought there was something wrong with me. I felt a true Christian must have had that born-again experience. As a result of my consternation while in my 20s, I question if I really was a Christian. Ultimately, I think that age, experience, and dare I say wisdom, has led me to conclude that a born-again experience is not a prerequisite to the Christian faith. There are as many paths in one's faith journey as opportunities to become a Christian. There is no formula or magic sauce that needs applying. As I see it, the truth is that all I have to do is have faith in Christ and accept that God's grace will always be available.